From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 18 months after the euphoria over her election as Chile's first woman president, Michelle Bachelet is facing dissent. A chaotic new mass transit system in the capital has caused a public uproar, and workers demanding greater salaries and social justice have strained Bachelet's relationship with organized labor and stoked tensions within her own socialist party. From Santiago, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
September is a celebration in Chile. Time-honored traditions usher in the spring in the southern hemisphere. There's folkloric music. There's Independence Day parades. And there's the airing of public grievances. These fishermen, 300 in all, walked for 2 weeks to Santiago from the southern Chilean town of Coronel. Thousands who cast their nets for a living along Chile's long Pacific coast no longer can. Steep reductions in the tonnage fishing crews are allowed to catch, a measure to save fish stocks, forced many fishermen off boats the past 5 years. This group says some 2,000 fishermen are entitled to $35,000 each for retraining and small business ventures to replace their lost livelihoods, which they say the previous government promised. Bachelet says she's trying. To ensure she's listening, they took over an annex of the House of Deputies. Leader Carlos Ossa says they are part of a growing discontent.
The majority of us feel that the country has grown enormously. It's grown enough that we should be seeing improvements in our situation, too. But there are people who earn stratospheric salaries and workers who earn less than $300 a month. That's not enough for a dignified life.
Chile is touted as an economic marvel on a continent of struggling neighbors such as Bolivia and Peru. Poverty's dramatically dropped since the return of democracy in 1990. And the open economy of this thin country with a climate like California is driven by record exports of copper, fruit, wine, and salmon. Yet a new study published yesterday said that more than 1 million workers earn the minimum wage of $280 a month or less. Chile's largest Federation of Organized Labor marched last week for an increase in the minimum wage and collective bargaining. They want better funded housing and higher pensions. They frown on foreign ownership of Chile's water and mineral wealth, a system that dates to the dictatorship when Augusto Pinochet privatized the economy. Vice President of the Workers' Central Union, Ana Maria Munoz, says Bachelet has failed to reform what she calls a lopsided free market model. We feel that she's not listening to us, that she's angry with us because we're demonstrating for our necessities. But each to his own role, she says. Bachelet insists her government is defending the issues that matter most to labor.
I've said that it's indispensable that we advance to more just salaries, and we're making progress because we have a debt to workers. But in democracy, I believe in dialogue to reach agreements, without pressure and without violence.
The demonstration was a fresh blow to Bachelet, following wide public anger over a flawed mass transit system introduced for the capital this year. It was a blow, literally, to Senator Alejandro Navarro. Television images show him bleeding from the back of the head after apparently being clubbed by a police officer. The Socialist Party senator emerged the hero of the piece at a political rally in his honor Wednesday night, where hundreds turned out to support him for supporting the workers. Clearly, it's not only a matter of social justice, it's a matter of political necessity, he says. By maintaining policies that exclude the workers, the coalition runs the great risk of being sanctioned in the elections, and we're going to lose the government, he says. The protests are helping distinguish what Navarro calls the two souls of the Socialist Party, one that gravitates to business and growth, and the other that tends towards social improvements for the workers and the poor. But analyst Teresa Valdez says there's something beyond politics and economics at play in the plethora of complaints against Bachelet. Her sex is also key.
It has to do with the expectation that she is a woman and she will take care of me. And she will know exactly what I need. I think this country is sort of in an adolescent crisis.
President Bachelet has 2.5 years left in office to reconcile the hopes and needs of her national brood. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.